Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and my sisters, and welcome to the PRF Table. This is one of the platforms for the PRF teaching ministry, and this is one of your hosts, Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap Jr. And look, we want to talk to you a little bit tonight about what PRF really is about. If you've been with us for the last couple of weeks, you know that we've just been dealing with PRF from the perspective of trying to help people understand what is this whole phenomenon, what is this whole movement, what is this whole ministry about that's called the PRF teaching ministry. We have to come to you like this. We have to bring topics to you. We have to bring thoughts and ideas. We have to challenge your thinking. We have to really give you something to try to focus on so that you can be able to relate whatever's going on with you as an individual, whatever's going on with you within your household, within your family structure, whatever's going on with you, especially if you are a pastor or a religious leader of any type of organization. What is going on with the members, the participants that actually look up to you as somebody who should be receiving some guidance, they should be receiving some guidance from. And that's what PRF is about. One of the things that I could tell you that this whole ministry comes from a place of hurt. It comes from a place of pain. It comes from a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into it and that continues to go into it, not just from myself, Dr. Nate Dunlap, but also to all of our board members, all of our volunteers, those who labor as hosts as well as on this radio show, and then and more recently, the abundance of facilitators that we actually have that actually are there to facilitate this PRF teaching model so that you and your respective homes, your respective churches, your respective communities can really grab a hold to all that God really has for you. Really hold on to all that God is talking to you about what's going on with you and your possessions, your resources, and your finances. One of the things that I think is important for everybody to understand that this whole thing that we're talking about, this whole thing that we're dealing with, is not about finances only. And that's why you have to understand that this ministry is focused on three things: possessions and resources and finances. It is understanding how does all three of these individual components, if you will. How do these three components actually affect me? How do they affect my life? How do they affect where I go to work? How do they affect when I stop working? How do they affect when I retire? When those things happen, how is it going to affect my household? How is it going to affect my church? When I die, how is it going to affect my household? How is it going to affect my church? How is it going to affect the generations that come behind me? All those are PRF-related questions. So what I wanted to do was just talk to you again. This is July 21st, 2016, and this is what we're going to continue doing for a while, just having basic conversations. And so we're thankful for this platform on Blog Talk Radio. And so if you are listening for the first time, if you want to join into the conversation, if you want to have questions, if you want to take the conversation and go into a place of dialogue, we welcome that. That telephone number where you can do that at 347 area code 215-7934, 347-215-7934, and we assure you that this is the number that you can call anytime, not just on today, but anytime we have in the show. And usually this show for the last couple of years has been on Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with that, let me just throw out some statistics for you. The reason I think it's important to throw out statistics is because oftentimes, people don't understand this ministry. People don't understand what PRF is. Why is it actually needed? Why do these individuals talk like they do about PRF? Well, it's because we've done research, and I've done research particularly, and others have done some research that I think is worth noting, because when you can see how things are certainly affecting your community, then you no longer have an excuse to say, we didn't know. And so if you're listening, then you're going to hear some things that should make you feel some kind of way. Let me start off with this, a quote from W.P. Strauss in Christian Way of Life and Personal Money Management intersect at numerous places. Since the truths of Christian faith interpenetrate all aspects of economic life. Brother Strauss could not have said it any plainer when he did his study back in 2009. And so when you think about that, our lives as believers in particularly, and everything else that goes on around us, these things are intersecting at so many different areas. And that's what I want us to take from this whole conversation, or what you're listening to me talk about when it comes to PRF, that this whole thing that we're dealing with is penetrating, and not just on the surface, but in a deep, deep way, all aspects of our inner economic life, not just mine, not just yours, but everybody, regardless. And sometimes it's maybe a little deeper in a certain area than in my life than it is for yours, but they're still affecting it. So the question then becomes, you know, is it really needed? PRF needed? Why do we even need PRF? I hear you what you're saying, Possession, Resource, and Finances, Dr. Dunlap. They interpenetrate all aspects of human life. They're something that affects everybody, but some stuff just doesn't apply to me. And so that's one of the reasons why I like to bring up these national statistics for the most part, because when you bring up the national statistics, then you're able to take it from a perspective of, this is the big, big picture. And then you may be able to break it down to the area, if you will, of where it's, you're able to see, you know what, if that's the way it is on a big scale, I wonder what it looks like on a smaller scale in my town of 330,000, or my town of 250, or my city of a couple of million, right? Here goes some statistics for you. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, although unemployment has decreased annually from 2009 and it still remained at 5.8% in 2014, if you know anything about the in 2009 when these statistics came out, we were almost at 10% unemployment rate in our country. And you have to know that our unemployment rate did not just go up between 1 year to the next or even 2 years. It was up there for a while. But it went down in 5 years, but it still was at 5.8. And so what I'm saying is that 5.8 still is not good. It's not good. See, if it was your household, if it was your family, if it was your mom that became unemployed, it would mean something to you. So let's put a plug in there and keep on going. The U.S. Department of Treasury calculated that the public outstanding debt for America was over $18 trillion in November 2014. $18 trillion. See, when you look at it from that perspective, you say, man, I can't even imagine, right? You may not be able to imagine, but let me ask you this. Can you imagine what your own debt is in your own household? Are you embarrassed if somebody knew how much debt you really were in as you sit there and you go to church and raise holy hands and you just praise God and people think that everything is going well with you? Again, put a plug in that. Let's come back to it. The average student loan debt per borrower was almost $25,000, according to a report by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York in 2012. So that means student loan debts, whoever going to school and they're obtaining student loans, the average amount is $25,000. Okay, let's keep on going. About 50% of Americans who die every year die without having a will. And what that does, it potentially leaves so much undue economic burdens for the family members we leave behind. And not only that, if we could take it one step further, something you think about, how does it do for your community? Does it leave some economic burdens on your community? Does it leave some economic burdens on your church? Let's put a plug in and let's keep on going. We got 12 months in the year. February is the shortest month of the year. However, in February, the increase in the filing of bankruptcies during the first quarter of the year, and particularly that month, what it does is shows that most of these debts are incurred during the months of November and December. And you think about it, what goes on in November, December? Well, you got Black Friday, Black Thursday, all those other Cyber Monday. You got all those things that start a certain cycle. And every year, the numbers are still the same. So the shortest month in the year has the most bankruptcy filings. And it's already noted that they're coming from things that people are doing back in November, December. What are you doing November and December? Are you in a process, or are you in a place of let me save, or are you in a place of let me spend? But not just let me spend. Are you in a place of let me spend money that I don't have? Are you in a place of putting things on credit that you don't have a plan on how to pay it back? Let's put a plug in that, and we'll come back to something like that in a little while. So this one really, really is man, my goodness. Financial conflicts between married couples that continue to persist, they become important issues. They become things that are poorly handled. They remain unresolved and unsolved. these are some of the reasons for the top five main reasons of divorce in America. You hear what I said? Top five reasons. So if you're hearing what I'm saying, you're understanding, wow, these are some big things. But let me ask you this question. If could you respond with an intelligent answer, if you was asked, especially if you're a religious leader, you know, a pastor, or a preacher, an elder, a deacon, if you were asked, what effects, you know, what are these effects to our congregations? How do these affect the things that Dr. Dunlap just mentioned? How do these things affect our individual congregation? Are these concerns that are openly expressed and addressed so that individuals are becoming strengthened as a communal body? Are these the things that are happening? Are the statements that are out there things such as, well, just pray about it? How about just trust God? Is this what we are giving as religious leaders? What I'm contending is there may be a cause to say that many of our religious leaders are unequipped to spiritually and practically deal with these type of matters that have gone unchallenged for so many years. When I say unchallenged, I'm not just talking about just on a physical side. I'm talking about also on the spiritual side. We have to get down deep with God, and we have to go with all prayer and supplication and not just pray that somebody's situation is better, but show me what I need to be doing, Lord, to be a help to my brother, to be a help to my sister, to be a help to this young person so that they don't make the same crazy and stupid mistakes or bad decisions that I made growing up when I got to be of 18, 19 years old and all that. We have to deal with it. What about teaching on stewardship? Has this become nothing more than a campaign in our church to bring money into the church, to accomplish the things of the church, to pay the bills and that type of thing? Or is it, you know, stewardship something that we should be really dealing with as a principle that has been given to us by God so that we are able to prosper in our daily living? Or maybe, just maybe, because up until now, has there not been really any effective teaching model like PRF that really has been developed that addresses conflict with a holistic and a transformational approach? I'm throwing all these things out there to you because I really want you to see them. I want you to hear them. I want you to understand that God has a different plan for us. And this is not to say that everybody that's out there is not doing anything. There's a lot of people that are doing something. There's more than just PRF out here. And what we are advocating that we want people to do is we want you to talk about what's working. So if you have something that is working, feel free to come share it with us. We're not selfish like that. That the only thing you can ever hear about is PRF as if we are the only thing out there. We understand, one, that PRF may not fit every culture, every church, every denomination, every community. But what we do know is it does fit a whole bunch of places. And so as I encourage people, especially you who are listening, who are pastors and religious leaders, if you do not utilize PRF as that stewardship-based teaching model for your congregation, then the question is, what do you have? And if you don't have anything, then I want you to think about these statistics that we actually brought up and say, you know what, how does that affect my folks? If God has called you to shepherd and to be the under-shepherd and those who you're considering your flock, but they're still dealing with certain things and you don't have the time and you don't have the energy and you don't have the knowledge base, that's not your calling, God has given you a different vision, that's fine, but see, there's some other parts to that whole situation. Because God is not giving this to you as your calling, this is not part of your vision, this is not where you don't have the energy, just because those things are not present doesn't mean that the situations that's going on in people's lives are not present. Those things, I assure you, sir, I assure you, ma'am, are going on in people's lives. And when they're going on in people's lives, people are looking for answers, people are looking for results. And as we often do, all of us do, when we go to God and we ask God and we're looking for God to give us some relief, help us out in that situation, send us to the right, lead me to the right person that has the knowledge and has the wisdom included to be able to deal with some of these situations. We don't want to just go to anybody. We don't just want to fool around with anybody because these matters of PRF are serious, not just in my community, but also in your community. And so we just want to encourage you, look, you can go to our website. The website is PRF, P as in Paul, or how about this, P as in possessions, R as in resources, F as in finances, PRF ministry, not ministries, I-E-S, but M-I-N-I-S-T-R-Y, prfministry.org. Go to our website. You'll see that we have so much for you on the website. You have some information. You'll get to see all the different lessons, learning sessions that we offer. And we are working on some great things right now. We have a wonderful team in place that's really helping us to push the agenda, which is God's agenda, forward. Next week on July 30th, 2016, Shatara Sherwood, which is one of our awesome facilitators, she will be facilitating one of the courses called Personal Financial Inventory. This is a course that is really out there, and God has designed it in such a way so that we can help you get a couple of things in order. And once you start getting some couple of things in order, you will realize that sometimes when you say you don't have certain things, you are able to see that you do have certain things. And sometimes when you think that you have more than what you have, you're able to see that you don't have those things. And so now you're able to take those that information and take what we provide to you, put it into a way where now you're able to safeguard it, put it away. And it's not just about if something happens, but if something happens, you have done some proactive work, which doesn't make things difficult or more difficult for your family members. So we encourage you. It is a small registration fee. Just go onto the website. If you have a problem paying the registration fee, we don't want you not to come. All we ask is that you register, and you can contact us at admin@prfministry.org. Contact us at that website and let us know, hey, I really want to attend the workshop, but I'm unable to pay the registration fee. Don't let that stop you. I can promise you, we have people that have sold into this ministry, and we're so thankful for everybody who does. And we're thankful in advance for everybody else who is going to do in the future. So people have sown into this ministry so that nobody has an excuse not to come. All we're asking for you to do, my brothers and my sisters, is to be that committed to the process. Be that committed to the process. So again, go check out our website, prfministry.org, and you will be able to see everything that's going on with this ministry. And so with that, on behalf of all of us here at the PRF table and part of the PRF teaching ministry and the PRF Institute, we'll say God bless you, and we'll see you back here next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.